thank God, 1 week is almost going to be passed up. Maybe some of you will go home soon. How many of you feel like you are not hearing your prayer yet? And you don't feel you are fulfilled yet? Can you raise your hand so I can see how many of you? Okay. I noticed that we have many people pray in lunch break and dinner break. Yeah? I think if through all these times of prayer, you still feel weak and not strong enough, there could be only two possibilities, huh, for your reference. Number one, even though we are kneeling down, but our minds are not concentrated. And number two, maybe because your sin are not totally repented. If our sin is not totally repented, we will always feel a distance between us and God. Usually we spend this amount of time in prayer. Like, for example, you truly use your heart to pray in lunch break and dinner break, yeah? It's extra time. And you're still like, oh, this is still a little distance you cannot reach, you cannot break through. You don't feel that. You still feel very tiresome when you pray, that kind of feeling. Very stressful. No peace. Could be like either you're not concentrated or you still need to keep repenting. This is for your reference. You think about it. Because one of the major purposes for you to come here is you can see God over here and God is good. And many people have touched that and God is fair. And you shall touch that too. Now, let's review the book of Romans. Book of Romans talk about the just to believe by faith, and the journey of our life is from faith to faith. So chapter 1, verse 17 is the homework, is the theme. And then chapter 1 talk about Gentile people's sin. Chapter 2 talk about Jewish people's sin. Chapter 3 talk about all sin. Therefore, chapter 3 and also chapter 1 talk about, now since everybody sin, that's why we need Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ bring us the gospel of salvation. With his faith, we were able to be justified, become a good person in the eyes of God. That's why you need to believe in Jesus today, because you want to go to heaven. Yeah, as simple as that. And then chapter 4 talk about, for example, your forefather Abraham. His life is from faith and to faith. So that is an example inserted in chapter 4. And chapter 5 is going to talk about, and how come the law is not working? What's the difference between the law and the salvation? Yeah? Talk about Adam's disobedient, therefore, people have sinned. And then that's why God gave us law, so that if anybody is able to obey law, their sins can be forgiven. Yeah? But from Moses to Jesus, 1,700 years has been passed. It's been proven that Moses' law, by flesh, nobody is able to abide it. So chapter 5 continue to talk about, so the obedience of Jesus Christ is so good. So through Jesus, we can be justified. And then yesterday we talked about chapter 6. Then after we got justified, shall we remain in sin? No. We shall live the holy life.
So this concept will continue, right? So by faith, we will be justified, yeah? We'll be justified, yeah? And by faith, we will be sanctified. And by faith, we can be glorified. And be, should I say ID?
Right? So, yesterday we talk about you cannot continue living in sin. By faith, you can be sanctified. Huh? What we mean yesterday we talk about, you know, sin, you can suppress it for a temporary time. You can nail it on the cross, if you use your own power for that temporary moment of time. But if you use the Holy Spirit, it's going to be a very, very, very easy. So all you need to do is pray, and then you can be sanctified. Now, who is Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is Jesus himself, yeah? Jesus came to heaven, Holy Spirit came down. So through faith, by the gospel, by the God-given Holy Spirit, we can be sanctified, right? We can be sanctified. We can be a holy person. Now, next section, we'll talk about by faith, in the future, we will receive the glory, yeah? Because in this life, there are so many tribulations, so many suffering. But by faith, in the future, we can be glorified. We can receive the divine glory just like Jesus Christ. So from justified, sanctified, and glorified, everything has to do with our faith. So our life is one faith and two faiths. And make sure this is included in your essay. Yeah? I know you have done it already. I told you this is all good. So if you've written it already, maybe at the note, you say, yes, not only that, huh? Not only what I said, by faith we can be justified, not only justified, we can be sanctified and we can be glorified. So this section, that is, we talk about the continuity of the lesson. Now this section, I want to focus on the law and under the grace and under the law. Comparison again to talk about sanctification again. We will study chapter 7, talk about under the law and under the grace. Before we proceed, we want to read this verse. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. 6:13, Judean. This is a very interesting verse, yeah. You made it about this verse. Sins cannot be your master. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Brothers and sisters, you are always troubled by sin, yeah? Like little sin. If not great sin, but little sin, little by little, right? A lot of little sins like keep bothering you. But this is a very interesting verse. Sin will never have dominion over you. You what? If you are not under law, but under grace. Wow. Just by this verse, tell me that, hey, if I'm under grace and not under law, sin is there, yeah? I still have flesh, yeah? But sin has no control over me anymore. Like yesterday we said, sin is a garbage. You smell it. Ah, this is very smelly, yeah? Throw it away. No attraction anymore. Not like a piece of beef, yeah? It's good, you like to swallow it. You think it's like a piece of beef, you're in trouble, yeah? But you think it's like a piece of garbage, it's okay, yeah? Because it's smelly. Only if you are under the grace, not under the law, sin has no dominion over you. So let's use this section to ponder this verse. Huh? What does it mean? Then we have to make it about law again, because under law is talking about law, right? Again, we share with you, when our God gave law, it was very solemn. We did not read it, let's read this verse. Exodus chapter 34, verse 5. Exodus 34. I like this verse very much, well, because I can feel like in a solemn feeling. Well, I like it, so I want to read it. Exodus chapter 34, verse 5 and 6. This talk about when the Lord tried to declare his message, yeah? His law, yeah? 5. Now the Lord descended in the clouds and stood with Moses there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. In previous verses say they take in Moses' hand there were two tablets of stone. So they come here, come stand with Moses, come in the cloud and stand with Moses, yeah? And then he declared, yeah, he said, verse 6, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundance in goodness and truth. Yeah? See, he talked about the Lord, huh? The Lord God is merciful and gracious. When I read this, every time I read this, I can feel like the solemnness, the greatness of God's name. You know, this is really amazing when God proclaims himself that he is a gracious God and long-suffering God and abundant grace. Yeah? 7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquities and transgressions and sins, by no means cleaning the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children for the third and the fourth generation. Oh. And when God declared all this, right? Basically God was saying that I have mercy and I have righteousness. Yeah? Verse 8. So Moses made haste and bowed his head down to earth and worshiped. Even Moses can feel the solemnness, yeah? The fearfulness, the greatness of God when God came with Moses, came down with Moses with the two tablets. Huh? So we can see that when the Lord tried to keep the law, that was a very solemn event. Huh? The law was supposed to keep life. Let's turn to Romans 17, verse 5. The law is holy. The law is spiritual. The law is divine. Huh? And the law was to keep life. Romans chapter 10, verse 5.
Joe, would you please read? Romans 10, verse 5. The Moses writes about the righteousness, which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them.
The man who does those things, or the man who does the law shall receive life, yeah? Because you guys will die after Moses, after Adam, yeah? So I give the law, anyone who abide the law will receive life. That's the original purpose, huh? So, God keep Moses' law. Law including three parts, huh? Anybody like to guess? Three parts? At least three parts. Anyone? Law. Moral law. Thank you. What is moral law? Ten commandments, right? This is written by God's finger. Most important part, right? How about the second one? Huh? Cleansing law. Hygienic law. We call it hygienic law, right? How do you spell hygienic? What does it mean by hygienic law? Something you cannot eat, something is dirty, something is not dirty. Like I like to say, like pork is dirty, eel is dirty, fowl is dirty, yeah. Pigeon is clean, cow is clean, sheep is clean. How about chicken?
Yeah, it's clean.
Chicken is clean. Okay. Is chicken clean? Can chicken cogitate it? Huh? Cogitate it? Yes?
I don't know. I need to check. Anyway, I don't check it anymore because everything to me is clean.
It's New Testament now. We're talking about the law right now. Hygienic law is about that, right? For example, also talk about, you know, when you touch something, it's not clean, right? Like woman has period, in that time it's not clean, no kind of stuff. How about the other kinds of law? Mosaic law? Ceremonial law, yeah? Ceremonial.
Ceremonial.
More?
among your law, yeah?
What does this do? Sacrifice. How? What kind of animal you kill? Huh? After you kill, how do you do with the people? Huh? You sprinkle the blood on the people. You ask the person to lay his hand on the cow and kill the cow. Yeah? And when you want to over-sacrifice, a priest need to what? Wash his hand first. This kind of stuff, ceremony, how do you make the a worshiping God or this kind of ceremony acceptable to God? All this is Roman law. Another one I did not say in my notes, yeah? But usually there are others, yeah? Like for example, civil law. Civil law. Like for example, if you are cutting a tree, right? Cutting a tree, accidentally the axe flew away and the axe killed a person, what will happen? Yeah? You kill a person accidentally, what will happen? The Bible says you run and run and run. You run into a refuge, yeah? And that kind of story. There are many stuff, like if you are, like for example, if you find a cow, a lost cow, that is your enemy, yeah? And you think, oh, this is the enemy's cow, so what did you do? You kill the cow and eat it? You will tell me, that's right. This is civil law. Not because this is your enemy, yeah? He owe you like $100, yeah? You find a cow, and say, okay, this cow worth for $1,000, so you kill it and eat it? There are so many civil law inside it, very interesting. Like you find a, maybe they are if you want to separate it, they are also environmental law too. Anyway, no more, huh? So these three is most important. For example, you find a bird with an X, yeah? What did you do with the bird and X? Huh? You can eat the eggs, but you can't let the mother birds flew away, okay? Because next time we can make another eggs, yeah? Anyway, there are other laws over here. Very interesting, if you read it. But these three is most important. No? We want to focus on these three, no? Those laws, they are located in different places, huh? After Moses received those laws. Ten Commandments is where? Written where? In where? You know, Ten Commandments is written at something. What are?
Tablets.
Yes, thank you. Stone tablets, right? How about the other law? Written on stone stones of tablet, tablet of stones too?
No, written in your heart.
If you read all the law on the other stone, you probably will apply a whole stone, yeah? Even with only two Ten Commandments, yeah? Write on two stones, yeah? You need two sides. You need to write on two sides, okay? This is a stone, yeah? This size and this size. Think about five books you write on stones. How many stones you need to write on? Maybe a stone mountain. Yeah, you cannot carry anymore. So even though they are all different, not only they are written in different places, they are located in different places too, yeah? Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 26. Deuteronomy 31, 26. Maybe start from 24, huh? Nancy from Sarito. Deuteronomy 31:24.
Verse 24, so it was when Moses had completed writing the words of the law in the book, when they were finished. 25, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it beside the ark of the covenant.
And put it where?
Besides the ark of the covenant.
Besides or inside? That there's difference, right? Where's the two tabernacles? This is beside the Ark of God, right? Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 5. Nancy, can you read that, please?
5. Then I turned and came to
Jericho,
and there stood before me the Ark of the Covenant in the ark which I had made, and there they are, just as the Lord commanded me.
So it's very clearly that the two tablets is in the Ark of God, huh? So you can see this is the differences. This is differences. Huh? beside ark, right? So in New Testament, later we'll talk about Jesus fulfilled the law, yeah? This one is written in our heart, not only on the tablet. Those laws, the other laws, are all fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ, meaning that you need to abide the Spirit. And Jesus fulfilled it. How do we fulfill it? Well, we will talk about it later on. So, Moses gave this kind of law, yeah? What is the purpose to give us this kind of law? Let's continue. Romans chapter 7. Verse 7. Romans 7:7. Laurie, would you please read?
7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law.
So the law is for us to know sin. Huh? Without Moses give us the law, sometimes we really do not know what is sin. Yeah? You come to the NYTS, yeah? You see some people bring a very good laptops, yeah? And maybe you don't have a laptop. I bet most of your laptops. Maybe this is like a good example. Okay, let me continue about it then. They feel like, oh, assuming I'm a country boy, I don't have a laptop. Yeah? I come here and say, oh, how come you have a laptop? What is this? How come it's so colorful and beautiful? It's the size so small, right? I still feel jealousy, yeah? Hey, man, this guy is too rich, yeah? Maybe at night time I want to punch him, yeah? and you start greeting her, right? You say, man, it's not fair. Life is not fair. How come I don't have any years, right? And you still feel grief, you still feel, hey, yeah, I want to make more money, you know, my goal in life is money, and then it started breaking up. Like before the law, you think this is normal reaction, yeah? But what's wrong? This is a very natural reaction. But now, law told me that you should not be greedy. I said, oh, man, then I commit sin, yeah? I should not have jealousy, I should not be greedy, So with Moses, no, now I know I am greedy. Okay, now I know I'm greedy, okay? But, so the law is telling you if there's anything wrong in your life. But there is two problems that at least we can see the law has. Huh? What is the two problems of law? Number one, you know what? Human beings are very rebellious, right? You know that you should not do it, but that don't arouse your curiosity. Okay? And then, the more they say that you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't be greedy. The more you feel like you try out, the more they say that you should not walk on the border of the sin, the more you start to scratch your head, what is the border of sin? And why people keep saying that I should not walk on the border of sin? And what is that? It arouses you up and then you want to try out. The more people ask you not to do it, the more you are curious, the more you like to try out. That's human beings' problem. That's not it. Maybe I shouldn't say the problem of the law. I shouldn't make the problem of men to apply the law, yeah? When my kids was like a 3-year-old, right? I keep tell him, Alex, never ever play with the flushing toilet bowl. The kids, right, like to run to the, because when the mom flush up, then everything go, right? He was so curious, right? What's going on? What is down there, right? So they like to play with that toilet bowl. Yeah? When you were little kids, you do that too. Ask your mom. Your mom will tell you that. No? You say, Alex, don't do that. Okay? But no matter how you try to do it, he said, don't do that. Why should you do that? The sounds good, right? So every time when you are not aware, you are going to and start. No? The more you ask now, the more you like to do it. Later on, I noticed the dog is the same. The dog likes to run into the garden, yeah, the vegetable garden. And I was angry, right? People tell me that when you discipline the dog, don't use your hand, right? Use a rod, right? It's a big dog, right? So if you're a dog lover, maybe I shouldn't say this. But it's his not here, right? So we punish it, right? But no matter what, next time you will still go to the garden. For some reason, something mysterious over there. You like to walk, you like to dig it out. You like to fulfill your curiosity. The same thing with law. Law make you curious, and you feel like to explore it. Number two,
the law really is not a problem. The law really cannot, we cannot carry our law because, no, we have a problem with that because when you have law, Satan also knows there is a law, yeah? So when you are curious to get closer to that, something you don't need to do, Satan is there waiting for you to make you commit sin. So to me, like as if a snake was waiting over there under the tree of the fruit of, the tree of what? The knowledge of good and evil. So Satan never tempted Eve at other places, but you know, just got over there. I know someday he will come. I know the day when you come, I'm going to speak into your ears. Hey, Eve, I was going to lure you, yeah? Eve, look, you, is that true that the Lord says that? You know, is that true that the Lord says that you will die? You know, the Lord is cheating you. You know, when you eat it, you'll be like God, you know? Wow, I will be like God. How wonderful it is, yeah? See, he's with him there. Like the Lord tell you to not do this, yeah? But you have to try out. You say, I'm very strong. I have power. I can control my hands. I can control my, you know, my desire. When I go in front of the, I just want to go there and take a look, yeah? I can control it myself. I think you can if Satan is not there. Maybe you can if Satan is not there, yeah? But guess what? A lot of time, Satan will use a lot of words to convince you. No problem. Just eat it. So law brings these two issues. Arose in curiosity. Satan is there waiting for me. Therefore, by flesh, man is impossible to fight the law. That's 10 truths. Can you read it? That's the, what chapter 7, verse 8 is trying to talk about, yeah? Verse 8 and on. Peter, please read. Romans chapter 7, verse 8. And continue. Huh? Okay. Well, 你读中文好了，没关系。
Okay.
Read in Chinese, no problem.
Okay. 然后最趁的机会，记得诫命，叫诸般的善心在我里头发动，因为没有律法，罪是死的。Verse 9。我以前没有律法，是活着的，但诫命来到，罪又复活，我就死了。10. Verse 10. 那本来叫人活的诫命，反倒叫我死。11. 因为罪趁
Since sin took the opportunity to kill me by the commandments, right? This is exactly what we are saying. What is the opportunity? Opportunity is like when you the opportunity is that, you know, when you are arose, yeah, then commandment is there, then Satan is there, and then possibly commandment kill you. But is it true that commandment kill you? Actually, it's the sin kill you. Commandment is holy, commandment is divine, commandment is spiritual, but your sin is not holy. It's not spiritual. So we cannot blame commandments. We cannot blame the law. We can only blame sin. Yeah? Sin only use the law. Like the law is like a remote control to TV. The law is just like a sword. But who is taking it? Sin is taking it or you know, the righteousness is taking it. Yeah? It's very important, huh? So God give law mean good. Remote control give it to you, so you know, can give you convenience, can give you like freedom, yeah? Law is supposed to give you life and give you freedom, but later on, you know, you use the remote control to select the wrong channel. The law take opportunity to, well, sin use the law to kill you. So before law, you have no sin, right? You are not killed. But law come is as if my sin is worse because of law. Make my sin is even worse, yeah? This is also recorded in chapter 7, huh? Verse 13. 7:13. Rebecca from Toronto. 14.
We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, so that's a slave to sin.
15.
I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do.
So, continuously, you know the Bible very well, huh? Yeah, so Paul continues struggling because he cannot keep
the perfect law. That's why he says there's two law inside him. Huh? Whenever he like to do good, he cannot do good. But later on, he always choose to do bad. Huh? So even though it's good, I'm bad. The law, my sin took the law and killed me. So what is solution, man? The law, what is solution? Law, I cannot abide it 100%. What is solution?
Grace.
If a law has a problem, like do not, let's put aside the Bible first, yeah? If the law in the society has a problem, what did you do? You modify, right? Or number two, you die. If you die, the law has no control on you. Right? You know what I'm trying to say? The law is a problem, right? The law is a problem. You are not going to be controlled by the law. Only two things, right? Either the law change or you change. You know the law die or you die. Either way, yeah? The law will not die. That's what I say for fear. The law has no power to a dead person. Is it true? I'm not going to bother you, huh? For example, some people told me the story, and I don't encourage you to do it, yeah? When people have a fatal disease like cancer, like when they are old, they have a cancer, what do? They will bring the whole family to Disneyland. And the deceased person has a credit card, yeah? He will, like, spend all the credit limit, up to the limit of this credit card of that deceased person. You know why? Because he's going to die in 1 month, right? And after he die, he cannot pay the debts, right? When you die, can you pay your credit card debts?
Yeah.
So people are very smart, yeah? So when the person is going to die, bring the whole family to Disneyland, have a good time, spend to the 10,000 limit, yeah? And then he die, then the money is paid off, yeah? He die, right? So I'm not asking you to do this, yeah? But I just give you a concept that law has no power to a dead person. Right? And this is the similar concept applied to now what do we do with Mosaic law? Number one, if we die, Mosaic law has no power in us anymore, right? That's the teaching of the Bible. Please read chapter 7, verse 1. Give another example, yeah? 1 to 4. 1 to 4. Linda, I'm going up this week. So then we also use the same concept, yeah? When we got baptized, we already died to law, yeah? Like if a woman, her husband died, a woman, if her husband is not dead, right? He is called a wife, yeah? He is like a Misa Moku. Moku, yeah? You're Moku, yeah? Your last name is Moku. Keli-i-no-ho Moku. Miss Moku. Mrs. Moku is over here, so I can use this example. But your wife is alive, the wife is Miss someone, yeah? Mrs. someone, yeah? Mrs. Moku, yeah? But if the husband die, it is not Mrs. anymore, become a Miss, right? So he can marry to another person, right? So he's free to go. He's not sin against the law, something like that. So this is the example that the Bible given us. So when we got baptized, we died with Christ. Then at that time, we used to marry to the law, because like Jewish people, they used to marry to the law. Now Jesus come, die, and we die with Christ, as if we die to the law, then you get married to Jesus Christ. Make sense? Yeah? So the law has no power on you anymore. Another one is modified. But the Bible did not say modified. The Bible used the word fulfilled. Yeah, fulfilled. Romans chapter 7, verse 6. I'm sorry, not 6. Chapter 8, verse 4. Chapter 8, verse 4. Romans chapter 8, verse 4. Who can read? What is his name? Terrence, please read. I forgot the other brother's name already.
You said verse 4?
Verse 4.
All right. 4. That the righteousness of the law, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
So later on, the Bible says that, you know, the law has been fulfilled on the person, the righteous law has been fulfilled on the person who follows the Holy Spirit, yeah? So we talk about on flesh, we cannot abide the law. And later on, Jesus come to, not modify, call it fulfilled, yeah? How did Jesus fulfill the law? That's very important. Huh? Jesus go back to the spirit of the law, okay? And then fulfill the spirit of the law. For example, what is the purpose for offering sacrifices? Let's turn to Leviticus. Chapter 1. What is the purpose for ceremonial law? Chapter 1, verse 3, yeah? 3 and 4. Which hour did this read?
Verse 3. If the offering is a burnt offering from her, is to offer a male without defect. He must present it at the entrance to the temple so that he will be acceptable to the Lord.
4.
He is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and he will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement.
This is for redeeming sin, yeah? Last sentence, yeah? So the sacrifice is for what? To redeem his sin, yeah? This ceremonial law is fulfilled at baptism time, because at baptism, Jesus was what? Become the cup. Yeah? Right? And people kill Jesus Christ for at the water baptism, through his blood, your sin is forgiven. The same thing. So, ceremonial law, this law is fulfilled by water baptism. The cow is replaced by Jesus Christ. Right? Fulfillment. I took the spirit saying that you want to kill a cow? Cow is no more animal than man, right? So God himself come, now kill me. I will die for you. So before you use ceremonial law to cleanse yourself, to gain righteousness, now you use me, my blood. You kill me to gain righteousness. That's how the law has been fulfilled. Let's read another one, huh? Read, for example, circumcision. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. The law says that you need to have circumcision. What is the purpose for circumcision? This is hygienic law, yeah? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Tron, would you please read? I read again.
Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff neck no longer.
From verse 15 to verse 16, yeah? I get rid of the filthies of your heart so you do not stick in it. So the circumcision is to clean the filthiness, yeah? What is the purpose of circumcision?
To
to clean the filthiness. What is the purpose of water baptism? To clean the filthiness. The sink. The same thing. So, hygienic law, those are naturally and naturally, is also fulfilled by water baptism. Yeah? Makes sense? Hello?
Yes.
This is very important, no? It's not abandoned, no? I don't like this anymore. It's fulfilled. I use something to fulfill the spirit. It's not totally thrown over the spirit, saying that sin is okay. No, it's not. Change the law. You can change the law, say, oh, sin is okay. Then this is totally wrong, yeah? But you change the law to a way that sin is no good, but how do you cover the sin? Now, use different way. Fulfill it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. That's really another one, huh? Concerning food. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. From 41, you talk about there are some things you cannot eat, yeah? It's abominable in the eyes of God. Huh? 43, you says that you shall not eat this so that you can be defiled, yeah? And 44, talk about why. Why you should not eat this to defile your body. Verse 44 says, that is the answer. Huh? Just one. Please read 44. The Almighty purpose to tell you that you should not eat those dirty animal is that because I am holy. Therefore, you shall be holy. Now when Jesus comes, Jesus give us water baptism, not only water baptism, He give us Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is to, remember last session we said, is to sanctify you, yeah? To make you holy, yeah? So again, you can eat eel, you can eat pork, it's okay because now it has been fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? He used the Holy Spirit now to sanctify you. So that part is fulfilled already. You understand what I'm trying to say? The Spirit is still there, but using different way to do it. Using continue praying, Holy Spirit, fullness of Holy Spirit. Then it has been fulfilled. Huh? Don't do another one because this is important. Huh? Leviticus chapter 15, verse 31. 15, 31. I think we read this already, huh? Now we read, the similar concept is there, huh? Here the Bible talks about hygienic law concerning body. If you read verse 25, talk about the period of woman, yeah? Or leaking problem, yeah? And then, what happened, what did you do? You had this kind of leaking problem. Verse 29 says that you need to use the two turtle dove, yeah? To offer sacrifice. And what is this? What is the purpose to do all this hygienic stuff? Verse 31 is the purpose. Shall we have, sure, please read. 31 is the purpose, why you should do this. Separate from unclean again, so they will not die unclean. So this law has been fulfilled again by water baptism and Holy Spirit. We are already separate from unclean, right? And we can be holy through the help of Holy Spirit. So again, all this. All this, yeah? Has been fulfilled by water baptism and Holy Spirit. This is gospel. Come, Isa. Oh, my speed is very slow. Okay, now we will continue. Let's pray in silence.